What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It is Monday today. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope your week is off to a great start. And on Mondays, we do a little segment called Metric Mondays, a little bite-sized piece of information that you can listen to improve your practice and your life. So here's my question for you today. Are your existing chairs full? You think they are, but what if they're not? What is it really doing to your profitability and your long-term vision? This is powerful, and if you get this right, it's a huge game changer. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast, and it's the beginning of another week. It's Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. And on Mondays, as always, we do what's called Metric Mondays. With my co-star, Dr. Barrett Straub, our goal, thank you guys for showing up, is just to give you a little bite-sized piece of information, whether you're driving to work or maybe this is your day off, to help you think better about your practice and your life. And today we're going to be talking about another one of our favorite metric conversations. It's called capacity. What does that even mean, Barrett? Like, let's go there.
Yeah, well, let's tell a little bit more of the story. So if you're with us last week, we talked about this emotion of needing to produce more, this feeling that we all have about needing to produce more. And we talked about this magic equation of days worked multiplied by production per day equals gross production. And we talked about when you want to, quote unquote, do more, produce more, you can either work more days or, we prefer, produce more per day. And there's lots of different ways to do that. One of the ways to do that is to first start with analyzing, are my chairs full? And so we also want to guard against going emotionally to answer that question, because we all feel busy and sometimes we're booked out a long time. But when we sit our clients down and we retroactively calculate chair utilization, or what we call capacity, often we find it's not at the 95% or more that we want. It's often a little low, lower than that, due to it doesn't take many no-shows or cancellations to plummet chair utilization from 95 down into the 80s or 70s. And so the first thing, before we add days, before we go crazy with adding capacity to do more and do more and do more, we have to say, are my current chairs in the 8 hours that I have them scheduled today, are they being utilized?
Yeah.
But, and yeah, go
yeah,
ahead.
But Barrett, it's crazy here. Of course, every chair's full all day long. I don't know. Like, how would I even, what do I even care about that? Well, let me answer the first part of it is this. Let's just take one of the operatories in which your hygienist sees one patient per day. Yep. And one patient per hour. So that would be 8 patients. It's very simple math. One not utilized hour, you're cutting the profit in half. A second not utilized hour, you're now working for free. And a third one, you are now working at a deficit. It would make mathematical sense to just shut down the operatory, send the hygienist home, don't pay them, and tell the other 5 patients you'll reschedule them. But that's silly. The truth of it is that we're operating in a deficit a lot and we don't even know it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this chair utilization, this calculating it, is a retroactive. How many butts in the chair? I had 8 hours available. How many butts in the chairs? It's super easy and super simple and often overlooked. And here's why it's so important. Because if I have this emotion that I want to do more, it behooves me first to say, what is the utilization of my chairs? And here's why. Because If you're at 85%, you should be at 95%. So what does raising, what does chair utilization increase by 10% actually do? It increases your production per day by 10%. And when you increase your production per day by 10%, you reduce the days you need to work. You reduce the amount of new patients you need to see.
Wait a minute, back
up. You reduce all this pressure.
Back up. Are you saying that I work 220 days and I could actually work 200 and produce the same?
Yeah, just fill your chair.
Yeah.
And here's the other reason that we're crafting this story. Everything we do is like a decision tree. So I want to do more. I need to produce more. Okay, great. You're probably right. But let's pull some data. How many days are you going to work? What's your production per day? Are you going to meet your gross production needs? No. Okay. We have to increase our production per day. One of the way we start is, okay, first, let's know if your chairs are full. And we teach all our clients to each hygienist and assistant tracks one chair. And it's a simple 7 divided by 8, 7 hours full, 8 available. And you do the math and you keep track over the course of a month. Now, if you're less than 95 and you increase that to 95, your production per day automatically goes up because that chair is full. You're paying everyone to be there already. Just you're not adding hours. You're not adding nights and weekends. You're simply filling a chair that's already that you already planned on it being full. Now, let's say, and then if you need to fill more of the chair, we'll talk in a minute about some of the countermeasures to do that. But let's say you do the full capacity study and you're like, I'm at 95. Like, we are full. Okay, then I'm going to ask you, why do you have a money problem? And this is a pondering question. So like, I feel like we got to do more. Okay. And you're full. Why do you have a money problem? And the answers are one of the following. We're not working enough days, or the profitability model in your practice is off. There's not enough profit margin built in, or it's a scheduling issue, meaning the scheduling policies, the scheduling processes don't allow you to schedule enough production in a day. For instance, if you're taking 3 hours to do a crown, it's going to be hard to, you know, and I know that's a blatant example. It's going to be hard to reach your production goals. And fourth, is it a patient segment issue? In patient segments, we get into PPOs versus out of network versus membership and all of those different patient segments. So my chairs aren't full. If they're not full, okay, great. Now let's fill them. And we'll go through some countermeasures in Mel. In a minute. If they are full, okay, why do I even have a money problem? And again, decision tree. Am I working enough? Is it a profitability? Is it my scheduling process is jacked up? Or I just am seeing the wrong patients? You can see where this is going. It takes this emotion out and guides you down this decision tree. Then all of a sudden, one of these options are going to be shining in bright lights. And you're like, I see exactly what I need to do. Yeah. That wasn't so hard.
Yeah. And so you said the magic word there. The cool thing about what we're teaching you on Mondays is data removes all emotion. Without any data, you're telling yourself a story, and most of it is a bad story, and you're getting angry and frustrated. We don't want you to do that. And part of what Baird's talking patient segment, you pull the data on this and your capacity is low in every operatory. I could probably pull the APV, annual patient value, and go, well, it's 300. These are patients that are coming to you because you're on a list. And what's worse is you're seeing them at 7 p.m. and you're seeing them on Saturday mornings. And so you're seeing all these patients who are going to go to somebody who's cheaper and easier to get to. And that's where, as a dentist, you got to pause and go like, what am I building here? And do I want my chair? Here's the ultimate question. What do you want your chairs to be full with? People that found you on a list, or people that are like, you're my person. I come to you because of you, because they refer other people that are like that. Now, one more thing, because I like making these messy. I'm the storyteller here. Here's the thing. We have a lot of amazing coaches here. And some of them were former hygienists, and they're transparent to say, when I had 2 cancellations in a day, that was awesome. You know why? Because I would have lunch. I would sharpen instruments. I'd get caught up on my charts. I could take a breath and just breathe a little bit. And now they're like, that was not good. No, that was not good. Part of you being a leader is being able to teach this in a way that people go, I'm all in on making sure my chairs are full to support the vision of the practice. Agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we always like to give some actionable tips. So what I want you to do is when you get to your office today, go on to our BPA. We have a capacity tracker right in there for our members. It's super easy to join. And it's basically a piece of paper that you can just track your capacity. And once you have that number, and then you're like, I need to do more. I'm at 87%. I want to be at 95. Great. Here's some of the numbers you're going to track. Again, now the next question after that is like, my chairs aren't full. Now we need to know why.
Yeah.
So we have to pull some more numbers, right? Again, we're always suppressing this emotion. We're not going to jump to conclusions like it's her fault or my fault or they're saying the wrong thing. We're going to suppress these emotions until we pull more data.
Ooh, Kirk. Can I pull one thing? I love this stuff. And I can, again, make this half an hour. Now, here's the cool part about what Barrett's saying. You don't need to like hire an incredible expert to figure this out. You're going to find if you have two hygienists, they're going to have different numbers, or you're going to have three hygienists and one's going to be at 95. One's going to be at 87. One's going to be at 73. Now you can share best practices. This is the secret DSOs don't want you to know. They are tracking this. They know which ones are the best. They find out what makes them the best, and they take those verbal skills and practices and share them across. You, as an individual private practice dentist, can do the same. All you have to do is start with where are we at? Now, another question that comes up, Barrett, we get this one all the time. Well, I'm a dentist. I don't have time to track everybody's, you know, capacity and all that kind of stuff. Can you answer that one? Well, you already did. Yeah. I mean, they track it and they turn it in at the end of the month. It's not that hard. Yeah. And one more thing. Yeah. Well, I'm asking you a question. I'm answering it myself. But like, let me go there. Let's say, okay, you guys are listening to this podcast. We're just having fun with you. Like if you have three hygienists or two, they're usually really good people and they don't want to hand you a sheet that says 73 every month. Hey, killing it. 73% again. No, they're going to be like, hey, I'm at 73%. It's okay. Let's go to 78%. Then let's go to 84. Now let's find out what Sally's doing in there at 95. Let's learn together on this journey and really embrace progress.
Yeah. So it's super easy. Every assistant and hygienist in your office has a piece of paper. And at the end of the day, they say, this chair was supposed to be full 8 hours. How many were? Not what it looked like, what the schedule looked like at 8 o'clock this morning, but what actually happened. We had two cancellations. There was actually 2.5 hours without a butt in the chair. So it's 5.5 divided by 8. And so that's how that works. You run it for the whole month. Again, if we're going to want the benefits, we're all about private practice. We're all about making this, you know, as successful as possible. If we want to be an entrepreneur, if we want to be a successful private practice dental owner, we got to pull some numbers. This whole idea of like, that's too hard. I can't do that. Time to roll up the sleeves and get after it.
Yeah.
It's literally a 14-second calculation at the end of the day. Now, once we determine that capacity is less than 95, I want you to then we're going to dig into some other numbers and we're going to talk about, you know, now you're going to say, okay, we need to know our cancellation rate. Okay. Just track it. We're going to need to know our reappointment percentage. What percentage of patients have another appointment scheduled before they leave the office? We're going to need to know what's my diagnostic percentage, both in the hygiene chair and in my chair. What's our patient acceptance percentage? What's the treatment dollar acceptance? What's our new patient count? All these factor in to why we might have holes in our chair. If they're leaving without an appointment, that would be a reason. That's a different reason than if they're no showing, which is a different reason than if they're canceling, which is a different reason than if we're just not diagnosing and presenting enough work. Like there's no one to put in here. And so even when we know like, okay, we're at 85, I want to be at 95, we still don't know why yet. And so when we pull these 5 or 6 KPIs that I just mentioned, now one of those is going to show like, oh, we have a 22% cancellation/no-show rate. There it is. Now we talk to the right people. We pull out the written SOPs. We dig into why that's happening and we fix something very tangible in our office. Or if reappointment rate is super low, okay. Verbal skills. Or you might find that, like Kirk said, one of your hygienists has a super high utilization, the other doesn't. Okay, let's figure out what he or she does different and let's learn best practices. So again, we're taking all the emotion out. We're truly identifying the cause and it's nothing more. You want to be a good business person? Just pull some numbers. And all of a sudden it gets super clear strategically what you need to do as a leader to help your team. If we stop short of doing it with the data-driven way, we're going to make the wrong decisions. We're going to make some assumptions that and strategies that don't pan out to the outcomes we want. And so it just behooves us to do this the right way. Simple decision tree, lack of emotion. And then we know when we make a decision, we can make an improvement that lasts the rest of our career.
Yeah. And you said this a while back. And tell me if you still agree with that. Like, if you're a dentist and you don't know anything about your practice, this is probably a good place to start, is just like making sure the chairs are full and doing capacity. And by doing that, you're going to see things are going to get better. And you might be a dentist who's afraid to talk data with your team. Listen, your favorite team members, they love accountability. They love seeing how they can do better. And giving them this system will make everybody better. It'll make the practice better. It'll make them better. And so start that journey today. And if you're just struggling to do anything, go back in the Best Practices Association. We now have an app. It's free. You can go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, search Best Practices Association. You can start the journey for free. Then you can upgrade to premium and teams and to the top. And if you want, you can go all the way to pro. But that's for the serious students that really want to do the work and get it done. And that's where you're going to see some amazing coaches back there. We are here to help you. Do not struggle with this. I know some of this sounds overwhelming, but I'm here to tell you, once you start it, you can't stop it. And it's hard to unsee this. And you'll do it month over month over month. And you'll go, I just feel better about myself. Being an entrepreneur is hard. It's very lonely. It can be overwhelming. The goal of this is to give you some data that you can just start working on and watch it improve month over month. Any last thoughts, Barrett, before we say goodbye?
Yeah, just tagging on to that sentiment that you just said, I would rather see a dentist that's not great with data. I would rather not have a dentist track 82 KPIs without the knowledge of what to do with them. Yeah. I did that for a lot of years. I would rather see a dentist who's just getting in the data say, I'm going to track these six, and then I'm going to actually do something with it because I know what they mean. So if you're overwhelmed, just pick a few and get started. And we've shared a lot of the you know, ones that could fill that few in these last Monday, Metric Monday. So just get started somewhere, track the data, and the solutions will appear before you, I promise.
Yeah, love it. Love it, love it, love it. So 16 minutes, 21 seconds. We're right on, we're hitting the mark here. And the reason I do that is that I can make these 2 hours, and that's not helpful. So keep showing up. We're going to keep bringing them for Metric Mondays. Barrett, stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for sharing. And we're going to keep bringing it. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching, keep listening to the Best Practices Show. Hope you guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it, so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.